Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's the man behind Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 82. You can also catch him on MLB Network's High Heat, 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. Chris Mad Dog Russo with us here, 95.7 The Game. Mad Dog, we always appreciate the time. Let's start with this. We're a few days.
Great to have you, boy. Great to be here as usual. What do you got today? Let me hear.
All right, let's jump right into it. We're 3-4 days into the start of spring training 2.0. What's your confidence level about this thing? I mean, we're getting a lot of negative reports. The Giants shutting down camp, but we expected some hiccups. How are you feeling about MLB 2020?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry so much about these tests. I mean, it's only 2%. I mean, you knew there was going to be some mistakes or some snafus. The NBA is going to go through the same thing in Orlando. So is the NHL. Football doesn't even have protocols. So I think a lot is being made of a couple of batting practice sessions that have been canceled. I don't think it's that big a deal, but baseball right now is under the gun because it's had a rough stretch here since the Astros thing back in January, so nobody's going to give them any break. As far as the season is concerned, I think they're going to try to plow ahead, but your guess is as good as mine if it's going to be able to be played. I mean, I think there's going to come a time where maybe some part of the season, the integrity of it will be compromised. Losing Price is a factor, losing Markakis with the Braves. If there's a lot more that opt out, which could very well happen in the next 2 weeks, that's an issue. If a team gets wiped out with COVID, there's 7 or 8 guys, that's an issue. If these hot spots, there's a lot of issues. They're trying to plow through really a very, very difficult situation. So I think all the sports are struggling right now. I wouldn't guarantee any of these being played. I think the NHL's at the best chance, But I don't think any of these sports is a guarantee, and I certainly wouldn't guarantee baseball. I don't want to give you a percentage, 50-50 maybe, but as far as these tests, I'm not that worried about. I wouldn't be that worried about these tests, the snafu this last 4 or 5 days. They get these results back in the A's, the Giants, the Cubs. They go back out there and they do their little spring training scenario from the summer soon. So I'm not that worried about that. The other stuff you got to be worried about.
More worried about an ongoing pandemic than the testing per se.
Yep.
If baseball has a season, Chris, what sort of a season does it need? Does it need certain superstars to step forward? Do you need a New York LA World Series? Sort of a season can really lift baseball back up?
Yeah, it's a great point. I don't think the individual statistics are that important. That there's all sorts of numbers in Vegas on wins and home runs and pitching wins, I could care less. I'm more wrapped up on the team scenario. And what the NBA needs, more than anything else, if they do play, they need the established team to be there at the end. I mean, nobody wants to see the Diamondbacks and the Royals in the World Series. So nobody's going to take that seriously because everybody knows those two teams over 60 games wouldn't be in a World Series, and they took advantage of a short season. So baseball needs, the teams that you think are good, Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, a team in the NL East, they need teams like that to be in the mix at the end. And the NBA does not need an Oklahoma City, Indiana final. The NBA needs Lakers, Bucks, Clippers, Toronto, Boston. They need some of that combination to be there in the final. And if it's somebody that is not those five, nobody's going to take it seriously. So I think you make a great this year, more than anything else, I think it's very, very important that a good couple of good teams, four teams, are left standing in mid-October. Because credibility to the sport. So I think that's very, very important. I really do.
Chris Mad Dog Russo joining us here on 95.7 The Game. To piggyback on that, we've been looking at some long shots that might be able to take advantage of the scenario. For example, and you've laid this out perfectly, the larger the sample size, 162-game season, the more unlikely it is that a bad baseball team is able to put itself in a position to contend. But when you shrink that sample, anything goes. Cincinnati is going to open with, I think it's something like 7 or 8 of their first 10 against the Tigers. They could get off to a roaring start, and they've got a great lineup this season. Looking around baseball, if there was a team that could be poised to take advantage, maybe flying a little bit under the radar, who could that be in your opinion?
Well, you name one of them. White Sox, I put in the mix too. This is going to be very, very hard to predict because, you know, we don't know about who is going to get infected. There's going to be guys getting infected, you know, playing in an empty stadium, starting a season in hot weather, going right back into a quick pace where it's a sprint, not a marathon. That's going to have some issues with guys. I would have preferred, and I'm not one who likes it, because I want less teams, not more, to put more emphasis on regular season. But this year is a year they needed more playoff teams to protect the big club that, you know, for whatever the reason, struggles, you know, like a Nationals from last year. I mean, the Yankees, if they struggle, or the Dodgers, you know they're the two best top 10 teams. You give them another avenue, give them another chance to get in. If they go 32-28, they have a little more room to, you know, make the postseason. They didn't do that, so that could be a problem. But I think you're right. I think Cincinnati is a team. I would take a team in the Centrals. I think the issue for the East, both Easts, is those divisions are good, and there's a lot of good teams. And so, you know, the Mets got 6 games with the Yankees. They got to play the Red Sox. They had Tampa. I mean, plus the 3 teams in their own division, the Atlanta and the Nationals and the Phillies, who are pretty good. And while if you look at the Reds, you know, the Pirates might stink. You know, some of those teams in the Kansas City might be bad. Some of those teams in the American League Central, may not be that good. So, yeah, from that perspective, I think it's a little more advantageous to be in a division where you don't have a lot of great teams. I mean, the NL, the Easts have some decent teams. I mean, only the Orioles and the Marlins are really bad. I mean, Toronto's dangerous. We know the 4 in the NL East are good. Tampa's going to be pretty good. The Red Sox will be competitive. The Yankees could be great. While in the NL Central and the American League Central, there's not a great team. I mean, you know, Minnesota's not great. You know, the Cubs aren't great. Cardinals are not great. I mean, they may not be horrific teams. I mean, the American League, you know, Pittsburgh and Kansas City might be bad. Maybe not as bad as the Marlins and the Orioles, but they don't have the great teams. So I think it's a big advantage to be in the Central. So there's where I would pick a team to do something good in these 60 games. And again, depth is a factor. You don't need a ton of depth. You got to figure in 60 games you can get through a season without having going through your, you know, 9 pitchers, which would help a team like the Reds who don't have a ton of depth.
No question. When you think about what's going on this year, and of course, like you alluded to, the Yankees and the teams that, you know, baseball needs those guys to be there when the dust clears. But what intrigues you about this 60-game season? What's something that you look at, barring any COVID-19 outbreaks?
Right. Yeah.
What intrigues you just about this whole format?
Well, I think the first thing is every game basically counts as 3. I mean, it's 2.7. So, you know, baseball gets pounded for being too long, takes forever. I mean, it starts baseball in late March, and the NCAA tournament's going on, and it ends in late October, and the next NCAA year begins. Think about it for a minute. I mean, it takes forever. I mean, to play those 6 months. This year, it's going to be different, you know. It's 60 games. You can't go 2-8 to start the year. So the emphasis on each game, I think, is fascinating. How the manager handles those games. Does he, you know, he can't take it. He's got a young player that's, you know, a big phenom. He gets off to a, you know, 3-for-40 start. What do? You leave him in the lineup? Do you go out there and you take him out because you got to win games, because you got a chance? You know, there's a lot of teams out there that think they could steal a championship. I mean, a team like the, you know, give you the Reds, the White Sox, Arizona. Wow, here's a chance. 60 games, who knows? We can do something, get into the playoff, get into the postseason. anything goes. And that element of baseball, which you normally don't have, where the cream usually rises to the top, that may not be the case this year. So I think that adds an element that will be interesting. Plus, you know, they start a week or so before the hockey and the end baseball. They should have started in July, as we know, July 4th. That didn't work out, unbelievably. But, they, you know, they'll be able to start July 23rd. They get a week head start. I think that will help, too. I mean, I think baseball has got a chance to have a decent 7 or 8 weeks. Now, again, the empty ballpark will be interesting, how people will adapt to that. But people are used to watching baseball in the summertime. Yeah, they get the radios on their back porch with the lemonade. They're used to doing that. They're not used to watching the NBA in August and the NHL in August. I think that could help baseball. It's a summer sport. The NBA and the NHL is not, and I think that could be a factor too. So I think baseball's got a little window here to do a little something. Now, whether they can finish the season and play it remains to be seen, but I think they do have a little window here. I really do.
And I agree with you. It's just the confluence of events in September and October with football that's going to be maybe daunting for baseball.
As it always is.
And for the Giants, if they're off to a slow start or if they don't feel like they have a great chance to do anything in this shortened season, how quick do they look to Joey Bart and some of the other younger players to just get a look at them?
I would do quickly. You know, this is not about gate. You don't have to worry about selling seats. This is not about attendance. So this is about, that's why you saw the schedule. Cubs have very few day games. Red Sox move their games at 7:30 at night for television, all from 7. This is about, the Dodgers are playing a couple of Sunday night games and on TV at night. This is about ratings on television. This is not about fans in the seats. So if you're the Giants and, you know, you give it a go there early and, you know, after a certain period of time you say the hell with it, and you play a young player. So I think for certain teams, they will look at it as sort of a practice scenario for next year. I think Toronto's a perfect example. Toronto's not ready to win yet, but they got a lot of money, big ownership, a lot of young players, spent money on Ryu. And I think a team like Toronto, knowing that the Yankees are in the division, so they probably can't make the playoffs, I think a team like Toronto that is fearless, young stars, will look at this as a chance to sort of be a sort of a dress rehearsal for 2021. And I think, and they play the Yankees 10 times in September. They treat those games as big games. Don't care so much if they make the playoffs, but they treat those as big games. I think that team is, you know, is in a perfect situation. They don't have to win. They can use this year as a developmental stage, and they already have young players who have been in the big leagues. So I think Toronto is perfect for what they want to do. The Yankees, the Giants, I mean, you know, you want to play, you know, the Buster Posies, the Hunter, the Pences and people like that, go ahead. But, you know, once in the middle of August comes, play your young kids. You got nothing to lose. Because the Giants are, you know, plus Posey might opt out anyway. The Giants are not going to be a team that's going to be in the playoffs. You can't treat it that way early, but after 20 games, you can.
Chris Mad Dog Russo with us here on 95.7 The Game. Final question, a bit of a departure from baseball, but I'm curious. Are you confident Kanye West can mount a formidable presidential campaign?
Yeah, I know. That's funny. Funny question. I mean, who knows on the presidential scenario? No, I am not confident for him. I think you and I could run against Trump right now. We'd win. This election is not about the opponent. This election is about Trump. This has got nothing to do with the opponent. You know, Biden can sit there and his job is to stay out of the way and let Trump bury himself. That's his job. And I think he should be able to do that. And this is really about Trump doing stupid. I mean, listen, the whole deal for Trump is out there anyway. People aren't going to vote for him. If Biden stays out of the way, avoids saying something stupid and doesn't put him into the election, Biden's going to win. And it's too late for Kanye West anyway. Chris Russo can't run, so what the hell? Let's vote Democrat in 2021.
The man behind Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 82. Check him out on MLB Network's High Heat, 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. Chris Mad Dog Russo joins us on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, Mad Dog. It's always a pleasure. Have a good one.
In touch. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.